أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity, the tawfiq again of sitting in his masjid to remember him, to make his dhikr. And we require the dhikrullah in our lives. All of us are in desperate need of oiling this heart of ours. And this heart, which is a machine or works like a machine, and any machine in this world, any appliances we have mentioned so many times previously, requires oiling, it requires some servicing. Just like that, this heart of ours requires that service. It requires to be oiled. It requires to be polished. It requires to be nourished. It requires to shine and illuminate again. And there is no doubt it is because of our sins that we commit. Sins of the eyes, of the hands, of the tongue, of the limbs, sins of the heart, that has caused big black spots to cover our hearts. Our hearts have become rusted, and therefore we require this polish to make our hearts shine again, become bright again. But because our hearts become rusted and corroded, they become blackened and dark, then automatically the other limbs of the body, the entire body becomes lazy. The body doesn't feel healthy. It becomes sick because the heart is sick. And when this Badshah, this king is sick, the entire army has become sick now. And therefore we find ourselves then in a spiritual low. Many people have said we haven't had zikr for some time, so we're feeling spiritually low. Dhikrullah is something that we should be making every single day of our life. And we have to exercise this machine and service this machine and oil this machine so that it runs smoothly. Otherwise this machine will stop or will cease to function efficiently. And that is our condition, that we're finding ourselves reaching the spiritual ebb at times, that we're not enjoying the salat and not enjoying the tilawat. In fact, Allah forgive us, our tilawat becomes discarded, dhikrullah becomes discarded, durood sharif becomes discarded. And all this is because of guna and sin and ma'asiyat. Darkness engulfs our heart. Therefore, all our mashayikh have, from the Quran and hadith, explained to us that we should make so much of dhikrullah so that our hearts become brightened again. We feel that life in our heart, that spiritual life. And this enables all the limbs to function efficiently then. Then automatically we will be pulled towards the masjid. Automatically we will be pulled and drawn towards Quran, towards the hadith, towards majalis, towards wa'az and nasihat. And we will feel the brightness on our faces also. How often we have seen people who lived in zulumat of kufr and shirk. But the moment they embrace Islam, they have hardly even declared the kalima. They are still reciting the kalima after some person who is pronouncing the kalima and making them read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. These words are foreign to the person. But as they are reciting the kalima, they burst out in tears. They begin to tear profusely. Why? Because now jaan has come. Life has come into that heart. That heart was full of darkness. Now iman is coming into that heart. And that iman is washing away that darkness. And is bringing such sparks and such radiant light that is giving this entire heart and the entire body life again. And the person begins to cry. The person does not know he's a new Muslim. He does not know why he is crying. Now because the love of Allah is penetrating into his heart. And the love of Allah will only penetrate into the person's heart when this darkness is eradicated. So when he's bringing iman, he's declaring the kalima la ilaha illallah. Or when the sister is declaring kalima la ilaha illallah, you will see the person just bursting out into tears of joy. And they show the regret of their lives that they had spent in zulumat, but now Allah gives them a new life. They are like newborn babies. Have we not seen ourselves in the plains of Arafat? When you're all alone and we raise our hands and we cry profusely, we begin to shed those tears. Why? Because now we are enjoying the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have repented sincerely and we have realized that that arrogant life I was leading, that life of luxury, pomp and splendor, and looking down upon people and making ghibat and having that anger and that evil character that I displayed, and all the wrongs that I was doing, the zina and the riba, and all the filthy gunas, oh Allah, I'm making tawbah. Now a new life comes into the person, and therefore when a person spends his time correctly in Hajj, and in the plains of Muzdalifah, Arafat, and Mina, he returns back home like a newborn baby. When we go for Umrah, and under Mizabi Rahmat, and in the Multazam, when we attach our bodies to that Multazam, why do we cry? Because we are making sincere tawbah to Allah. We realize the azmat and the greatness of Allah. We realize how short-lived this world is. We realize what our positions are in this world, our spiritual positions. We know what how low our levels are. We know how much more we have to endeavor. And now we get a spark of the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we just want to cling onto the ghilaf of the Kaaba, as though we don't want to leave this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wish we could remain there forever and ever, just crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I am your slave, you are my master. I am your banda, you are my khaliq, I am your makhluq. Oh my Allah, I am making tawbah and istighfar. My respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely powerful. It reminds us of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr we are making here is the ta'lim. For ta'limi purposes, to show us and to remind ourselves to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we are living in such conditions with such great challenges, and our time is just being wasted. And time is moving so fast, so rapidly, that before we know the week has already ended. And if you look at it, the so-called 2014 has commenced already. Half the month, the first month is already gone. So we do not know when maut will come, when we will leave this world, how much of time we have at hand. Therefore we should be always making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, ask somebody, a sheikh, how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't just make on our own abundantly, because we do not know how much to make, and we do not want to become sick. We are weak people. But little dhikr, istighfar, durood sharif, we should be reading every single day of our life. We will feel the jaan in our lives, in our heart especially. We will feel the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make his dhikr properly. May Allah give us the sweetness of his name in our heart. May Allah make us true dhakirin and true shakirin. May Allah make us his true friends, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said durood sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 illallah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم جنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطيئاتنا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, so generous, so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our disobedience, my Allah. Despite our disloyalty to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite us breaking all the promises we made to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still nourish us. You still sustain us. You still care for us, my Allah. You are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah has forgotten you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen the conditions of us, ya Allah. Of the entire ummah, how it is today, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is so much of fighting, my Allah. There is so much of disunity, my Allah. There is so much of calamities, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, this pareshani is because of our own doings, my Allah. We have become ghafil of you, my Allah. We are not treading the path of sunnat, my Allah. We are not going into sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not following the footsteps of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah, for becoming slaves of our nafs and desires, for becoming slaves of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam farma, maaf farma, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, ya Allah, hum badkar hai, ya Allah, hum mujrim hai, ya Allah, tamam gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari tamam gunahon ko maaf farma, hamare khataon ko maaf farma, lagzishon ko darguzar farma, ya Allah, tu bata hum kaha jaye, ya Allah, tu aziz hai, tu hakim hai, tu malik al mulk hai, ya Allah, sab kuch tere haath mein hai, ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Our lives are in your control, our eyes are in your control, our hearts are in your control, our limbs are in your control, our bodies are in your control, everything is in your control, the sun, the moon, the stars, the skies, the earth, the animals, the insects, the fish, the ocean, the mountains, the angels, the jinnat, insan, ya Allah, every single particle, ya Allah, is in your control. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when moth is going to overtake us, my Allah. We do not know when Qiyamah is going to take place, my Allah. The minor signs of Qiyamah are all prevalent, my Allah. Ya Allah, we see before us, my Allah, great, great difficulties and challenges upon the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are facing every single day such difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, Dajjali fitna have commenced, my Allah. When Dajjal will emerge, we do not know, my Allah. Ya Allah, but there are so many signs of the hours of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamari iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma. Protect our nasal, our progeny, my Allah. Protect our parents, my Allah. Protect our wives and children, my Allah. Our family members, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah. Our mashayikh and ulama, my Allah. Protect our students, my Allah. Protect our businessmen, my Allah. Our lawyers and doctors, my Allah. Our accountants, my Allah. Every single person, my Allah. Rich and poor, my Allah. Men and women, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Wherever they may be, my Allah. Whichever country, my Allah. Whichever town they may be residing in, my Allah. By the ummatis of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect every single male, every single female. Ya Allah, especially in this country, my Allah. Protect all the Musalman, my Allah. Especially in this community, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this area, my Allah. Especially in this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single musalli who comes here, my Allah. Tu inki hifazat farma. Protect our families, my Allah. All those who are listening now at this moment also, my Allah. Tu inki hifazat farma. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us from gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, what are we going to do, my Allah? Ya Allah, do not make us be doomed for destruction, my Allah. Give us afiyat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah. We can't even shed a tear any longer, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitneen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Protect the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, every day we are hearing news of masoom children, my Allah. They don't have pillows, my Allah. They use a rock as a pillow, my Allah. They've got no food, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering malnutrition, my Allah. They've got no water to drink, no clean clothing, my Allah. They've got no food, my Allah. Thousands and thousands and thousands, my Allah, have been killed, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the zulam from there, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the zulam from all the countries where there is war taking place, my Allah. Strengthen Islam again, my Allah. Make Islam rise, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the non-Muslims see the beauty of Islam, my Allah. Make them enter into the fold of Islam in droves, my Allah. In large groups, my Allah. Give us good akhlaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us show them that Islam is a peace-loving religion, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we worry about every person, that he may be safe from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. We've got so many needs, my Allah. Every single minute we've got needs. is my Allah. Ya Allah, we needed you every day in our life, my Allah. We had so many problems, my Allah. You came to our rescue, my Allah. Ya Allah, you removed those problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promised you at that time that we will not go back to gunas, my Allah. We will change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, but still we went back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we slipped, my Allah. Ab hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins. We make an azam and promise to you, my Allah. We will never go back to all those sins again, my Allah. You wash away all those sins, my Allah. Hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al hajat, ya dafi al baliyat, ya hal al mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al gham, mufarrij al ham, mujib da'wat al muttarin idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, we ask you by your اسم اعظم, your all your beautiful names and qualities, my Allah, protect us from jinn and jadu, my Allah, protect us from sihar, my Allah. So many people are suffering from jinn and jadu, ya Allah, from sihar, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the sihar, my Allah, remove the ailments and sicknesses, my Allah. So many are suffering depression, my Allah, and waswasa, my Allah. Remove those difficulties, remove the depression and waswasa, my Allah. So many have got different illnesses, my Allah. So many in hospitals, my Allah. Ya Allah, young masoom children are in hospital, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are undergoing chemo treatment, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are going through such pain and such difficulty, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, my Allah. You give them shifa, my Allah. Ya ulama and hufaz also, my Allah, who are suffering, my Allah. Remove the bimaris, my Allah. Give them amal and aman, my Allah. Give them afiyat and sukoon, my Allah. Jo bhi bimar hai, ya Allah, remove the bimari, my Allah. Whatever ailments we have, whatever pains we have, ya Allah, remove those pains and aches, my Allah. Protect us from every evil person, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every evil person, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect our homes, my Allah. Protect our masajid, our madaris, my Allah. Protect our tabligh jamaat, my Allah. Protect our mashayikh, my Allah. Protect our khankas, my Allah. Protect our makatib, my Allah. Protect our ulama and hufaz, my Allah. Protect every ummati of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Madina wali mawt nasib farma. Give us shahadat, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Allah on the day of Qiyamah. The Hodi Kuthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat, my Allah. Barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Pour our sustenance from the skies, my Allah. Make it be halal and tayyib, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Don't make us make israf of our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever tamanna and jais, murads and desires our brothers have tonight, and our mothers and sisters, whoever listening at home over the receivers, my Allah, fulfill each person tamanna and arzu and umid, my Allah. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا. Ya Allah, all those who are looking for marriage partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them the right suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them have pious partners, my Allah. Give them a life full of bliss and afiyat and taqwa, my Allah. Bless them with pious and beautiful, healthy children will be, ya Allah, the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children be ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu inki hifazat farma, khususi karam farma, khususi nusrat farma. Ya Allah, those who are married and have got no children, ya Allah, you bless them with pious children, my Allah. Ya Allah, the marhumeen of the world, my Allah. So many have passed away. Family members, relatives, my Allah. Friends, mashayikh, ulama, my Allah. Granted the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from anger, jealousy, pride, malice and all the filthy gunas. Give us a beautiful akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make the sunnahs of Rasulullah come into our lives, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, all those who requested duas, my Allah, So many people, Ya Allah, all people are requested for du'as, especially my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the jais tamanna. All those who gone for umrah, my Allah, accept the umrah. Those who have returned from umrah, Ya Allah, accept the umrah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq and chance to make ziyarat al-harameen sharifeen, my Allah. You provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. You make it be maqbool, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.